So I'm going to shift now and talk about what some of the literature, the academic literature, says about how we can evaluate census-based learning in higher education. In a book entitled Enhancing Assessment in Higher Education, Putting Psychometrics to Work by Cummings, Cummings says that indirect assessments capture aspects of the learning process or perceptions of learning, not actual student learning, which can be useful for census-based learning. Cummings also suggests that open-ended questions can be useful in conducting indirect assessments on the learning process, like the ones that I used in interviewing the two students. And I found that to be useful to try to gauge how and which senses students had learned or had engaged and how that translated, for instance, to skills that they might need in a professional setting after graduation. Closed questions and archival records are also methods that Cummings proposes as ways to evaluate census-based learning. Archival records, Cummings says, can provide data over time and can be useful for long-term evaluation. So if an activity like LARPing could be incorporated throughout the Digital Society program, perhaps in first year, and then again in second or third year, then the assessments could provide data over time about how LARPing works or doesn't work over a longer period, not just as a one-off activity for one course in the third year. The course syllabus for the Critical Debates course specifically says that the skills used in the course could be used in professions like journalism, teaching, marketing, policy analysis, and counseling. Goes on to say that it's worthwhile to continue to hone one's intellectual flexibility using different formats. Well, here I think the syllabus could more specifically talk about other senses engaged through LARPing and how they can be used in the professions listed. This way students get a better idea of how LARPing will in fact be used after graduation. The students I interviewed were assessed and graded on their individual performance in the LARP, where the focus of the grade was on the consistency of their character and their ability to phrase arguments. They were also graded on the performance of their group and the quality of the dossier that they had to prepare, which contained the script that they used for their LARP, the descriptions of characters developed, and a reflection on their LARP experience. In a 2017 book entitled Recognizing Emotions and Creativity in Education by Shemi et al., it notes that the challenge in assessing census-based learning is ensuring that assessments relate to competencies after graduation. Interestingly, Shemi and al. Note that PBL already creates other kinds of assessment climates where students can be assessed differently. This is seen to some extent in how LARPing was incorporated into the PBL method in the course Critical Debates. On this point, I think Maastricht University already has a step up on incorporating other census-based learning over other universities that don't use PBL. According to Shemi and al., arts are also great for learning because they can help students invent worlds that they can explore through the senses and the body. And I think that's what LARPing did for the students that I interviewed and some of the things that they touched on in terms of how they needed to look at other students, how they needed to react, how they needed to use their eyesight and their hearing differently. Shemi et al. Says that artistic activities can enable bridging between theory and practice and evoke emotional engagement and motivate modes of learning. This is what we heard the two students also talk about when they discussed their LARPing experience. LARPing made use of play, creativity, and make-believe. Now, the assessments used in the course maybe could have clearly focused on these different parts of the LARP activity. There are other academics that have noted the role of peers in the learning and assessment of higher education as also being important. So it would be worthwhile for census-based learning to incorporate peer feedback and evaluate the use of peer feedback. I think it's important too, and it's noted in the literature, that the feedback is able to be incorporated into the learning process and used. Otherwise, if students just give each other feedback that can't be incorporated during the course, then it becomes pretty pointless. And it also would fall short in terms of evaluating how effective the peer feedback was when trying to use census-based learning. So I looked into the literature about what it says about how else census-based learning could be incorporated into higher education. There's some discussion about how it can be incorporated in training qualitative interviewing, for instance, since interviews are multi-sensory events. So the evaluations of whether the senses are being trained in this context could reflect the learning process related to how sensory awareness enriches interviews for students, or how using sensory awareness provided more in-depth and complex analysis of issues for the students. Reflective essays could be one way to evaluate how the students use their senses in interviews to unlock memories or other important things from the interviewees, or how they explored touch, taste, or hearing in the course of conducting qualitative interviews. Helping students to become embodied interviewers and writers, as other academics suggests, are also useful. And coming up with evaluations focused on how students write up embodied descriptions of the interviews, or of data collection or data interpretation, can be another way to evaluate whether students are noting the observable ways in which the body speaks. The academic literature suggests that being open to evaluating how senses-based learning is helping train certain skills that are useful after graduation is key, and that evaluations do not always have to be about what the students learned. Rather, they can focus on the learning process, which is more helpful. So this wraps up my short introductory talk on the senses in evaluation. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.